You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio on KTLK AM 1150. Now live in studio, your host and local real estate expert, Tony Petillo.
Welcome back, Los Angeles. I'm Carla Dennis. You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio on KTLK AM 1150. This segment is proudly brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, always protecting your assets. Responsibility, what's your policy? If you're just tuning in, we are absolutely excited to have Alyssa and Tessa Hendry of Bitchin' Digs in the studio talking to us about all about the real estate and how they make it over. And I am just excited. You guys bring such great energy to the room here. You talk about the idea of creating and buying or selling extraordinary environments for your clients. Could you explain what you mean by this?
Sure. Well, we make it our goal to create extraordinary environments for ourselves and for our clients. Mm-hmm. And by extraordinary environments, you know, we believe that no matter what your budget is, you can create an extraordinary environment.
And people don't realize how much their environment affects them and their mood and their daily routine.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not used to it, you can be stuck in a rut and have a really depressing atmosphere and not even realize how much that is the culprit. Mm-hmm. So we really try and go in and appeal to the senses, like we kind of heard that earlier, but we love to incorporate sight and sound and smell. And, you know, it seems like you like to incorporate smell. You have some really nice smelling stuff right now. It's really helping my mood right now.
See, she doesn't even know what's really going on. We work with some powerful essential oils that definitely change.
Well, it's definitely appealing to our senses right now.
So we carry that on into our design and into our properties because it's really important.
And the good thing about Tessa's design is she always makes it a point to create moments where no matter what direction you're looking in the room, it's something beautiful and appealing that you're looking at.
Yeah, sometimes you go into a place that looks beautiful, but you find that once you move around in the room, it only looks good from one angle. Mm-hmm. And what I really like to focus on is making every angle look good from no matter where you are. So it has a special interest about it, and everything kind of comes together, even though there are several different elements.
Right. So speaking about how you're working with all of these different spaces and making it all come together, I want to talk about that Bitchin' Beach House. So where is it located? How did you find it? How does it serve as an example of your work? Is this your own property? Do you serve? Does it work as a vacation rental? Start from the beginning. I want to hear about where is it.
Well, it's in Dana Point, California, which is one of, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful beaches in all of California.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it has an amazing sunset on Strand Beach.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And this property we got, you know, I had been working all of my 20s to save for our first piece of property. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't afford something nice in Los Angeles. I mean, what we could afford basically was a small condo in a really bad neighborhood. So we started thinking outside the box and tried to find a place that was in a great location that we could turn into a vacation rental down the line.
Yeah, and our ideal criteria was we needed something that was in a great location so that it could be a successful vacation rental.
Right.
And had the potential to be great. And it definitely, the building itself was
Run down and horrible.
So this was was it kind of a fixer?
It was a shack.
It was a shack in a great location, but we knew that it had potential because we could turn it into something great. So we spent 7 months renovating it, you know, and through.
And it was advertised as the cheapest house in Dana Point, which was great for us as a selling point because we knew that if we could turn it into a great property, then eventually, if we ever did want to sell, it could only go up from there.
So how do you use the home today?
So now it's a vacation rental. We turned it into a Caribbean style beach bungalow, and we have guests staying there all the time from all over the world
throughout the year.
Throughout the year, they love it. We've actually had multiple offers on the house for guests that come and stay at the house and really like it.
They want to buy it.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh wow.
So
when is your next opening?
You're welcome anytime.
I'm
when
like,
it's not booked.
Let's do this. We need a little getaway. I just got back, but I need another one.
And what's cool about it is there are so many places to rent in Dana Point, but it has a unique feel. It's not like your normal vacation rental where everything is bland and Yeah. It all looks the same. Yeah. It has its own personality. It talks like a surfer dude in all of the emails.
Whoa.
Like, it has its own Facebook page. Yeah. And people really connect with it as if it's its own person.
Yeah, it's got its own character, its own personality.
And we really tried to stand out because we were the smallest, one of the smallest houses on the block. And all of the colors in Dana Point are, you know, they use a lot of pastel colors and blues and white. So the only way to stand out was if we did something totally different. Otherwise, we would just be a smaller vacation
So what did
rental.
You do? What color
did you
paint?
It's a bright green.
Oh. Okay.
And it has a hanging bed on the porch. Oh, and we use 300-year-old barn wood for our table. And we really made a lot of the furniture, which helped with our budgeting.
So
and,
do you have a website for this house?
Yes.
Of course.
It's bitchandigs.com.
Okay.
But it also has its own personal Facebook page, the Bitch and Beach House, which, you know, he talks like a surfer dude.
Right. That's cool.
And we do things like we have contests. We have these two betta fish in the house that we actually had a contest with our guests where they named them. And the winners were Moby and Dick.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
People that's really like cute. To participate in the feel.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome. So I think that, so one of you is a realtor.
Yes.
Which one has the realtor license?
Tessa.
So you are also a blues singer, I heard.
Yes, I am also a blues singer.
Contessa Black.
Contessa Black is my stage name.
Get out of here. That sounds like a sexy something.
Something.
You would not expect that voice to come out of her.
Have you made any music? Have you recorded?
I released my first album about 5 years ago.
Really?
It's called Sick Woman Looking for a Healthy Man.
Oh.
Sick Woman Looking for a Healthy Man.
Wow.
That definitely goes with the blues theme.
It's a blues theme?
Yes, it's a blues
Girl,
album.
Girl, you better shut up.
I think we should get a couple of lines here.
I think so. Can you give us some? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess I could. I wasn't really prepared to come in for that.
Well, it's all good. Listen, we have to be diverse. We have to be versatile.
Right.
But, you know, sick woman looking for a healthy man, that's the calls for a belt to tune.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, here's a piece. I'm a sick, sick woman looking for a healthy man. I'm a sick, sick woman looking for a healthy man.
All right.
Woo-hoo! That's nice.
That is awesome. Man, we got healthy woman. Now she's a healthy woman, right? After all of that. That
looking
is
for
awesome.
A sick man.
Looking for a sick man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is, let me tell you something. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
That was
a stretch. I know you weren't expecting that, but I just had to go there. You know?
She's a natural. She's a natural.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So they sell real estate. They sing. They design. They do all these things.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awesome. If you're going to be in this business, you might as well have a gas, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's all about passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's totally about passion.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your time coming
we
on.
We appreciate being on here.
Hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
So coming up, we've got Jake. Jake in the tech corner. I don't know where we're at, Carla.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
I'm just enjoying it.
I think I kind of threw things.
Are we in the third segment or the fourth segment?
We're somewhere.
I just went into the whole blues scene, and I'm like, the sick woman looking for a healthy man. That is going to stick with me.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I think it's about time.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to tell us?
You know,
anything about any projects? Anything you'd like to share with the listeners?
There is something, especially since the segment is about, you know, making investments as a young person.
Right.
One of the things that we found with our peers is they're just nervous about where to start. They don't know where to start. And our thing is, You just have to jump in.
Yeah. Just do
like,
it.
We literally...
We didn't know what we were doing. We just walked into the bank and sat down with them and said that what we wanted to do and sat down and asked for their advice. And they were really happy to help us.
And it seems like such a daunting thing to buy a piece of property as a 20-something or even younger than that. But once you know what you need to do, then you can obtain it. You have to just...
I'll tell you something. The real secret is that you really just need to know what you want. Mm-hmm. You need to know why, but you need to know what you want. And don't worry about how. You know, you don't worry about how. The universe will handle the details of how.
Exactly.
But once you put it out there, what you want, and you get really clear about why, you get juiced, understand why it juices you, then you just let the universe organize the details. You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. Feel free to call us anytime at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. You can reach us online at calltony.com. That's calltony.com. Stay close. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Call Tony Real Estate Radio. Visit calltony.com for more info. That's calltony.com. You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio with local experts Tony Petillo and our co-host Carla Dennis. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. You can call us right now with your questions at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. This segment is proudly brought to you by Center Termite and Pest Control, where your equity matters. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking to real estate and design team Alyssa and Tessa Hendry of Bitchin' Digs, and they have just been amazing. And we just even got a taste of the blues here, girl.
Exactly.
Got a taste of the blues. So Alyssa and Tessa, we want you to talk about your current projects. I know you've got something going on in Malibu.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about some of your design tips, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
So let's start with Malibu.
The client in Malibu, we actually had her approach us and say, I want to find a property with an ocean view and I want you to design it.
Mm-hmm.
So we searched in Malibu and, you know, everything in Malibu with an ocean view is $15 million
plus. Really expensive. Right.
And so we actually thought outside of the box a little, and there are these $1 million mobile home parks.
Right.
And so we found this amazing property, actually, that wasn't even on the market because I kept pestering this agent who has most of the local listings there.
Right.
And we got one of the perimeter properties.
Nice.
It's gorgeous. 180-degree view of Zuma Beach. So
nice. Yeah. I bet you I know which park that is.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the house itself, I mean, it's a trailer at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going in and doing a full remodel and expanding it three times the size that it is now.
Nice.
And it's going to be a year-long project, which we actually just moved to Santa Monica for. But it's great because we were able to get a really good value by not paying as much attention to the finished details of the cosmetic house itself and just focusing on the land and the value.
Yeah.
And so not only are we putting in a lot of money in order to revamp it, but we're not going to be losing any money because we saved on the buying end.
Right.
Which was great.
So you guys actually acquired the property yourself or did your client?
No, we bought it.
You bought it for your client.
Yes. Yeah. I was the agent and we helped her buy it.
Got it.
So, and that's the good thing about hiring our company is you not only get, you know, a realtor, you get a realtor and designer. So if you want someone that can see the vision of the property in terms of buying the property and then renovating it, then we're the right people to go.
And I know some people are nervous about buying fixer uppers, so it's kind of a security blanket to have it built in for them.
Sure.
And it is for me too, because I love being a part of the entire process. I mean, it really helps me as a designer to be there from the beginning.
Sure.
And do doorknobs, flooring, walls, everything down to the throw pillows. It's great.
That's awesome. Great. So how about some tips? We have just a couple minutes here. So let's get some quick tips.
Well, definitely outdoor space.
Yeah.
It's really underutilized.
Yeah. I mean, you hear a lot about how important it is to renovate the bathrooms and the kitchen. But what we like to focus on is other stuff. Yeah. I mean, bathrooms and kitchen are important, but
the beach house itself, it's only 700 square feet.
Okay.
And even though we did renovations, we weren't allowed to expand the square footage. So we built a 700 square foot outdoor patio.
Nice.
And we made it an outdoor indoor living space.
Nice.
But with a hanging bed that has curtains. So people actually use that as a third bedroom.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
It's another really unique way to use the space.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so glad you guys were able to join us today.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to be here.
We're going to quickly move over to Jake's Corner.
Okay.
And we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks again.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll get out our iPhones and pick up
Jake, are you in the house? Here we go.